Now, Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Hey 13:5. We now move on to the malach of tseida, trapping. As we said a couple times already, the Tos Yom Tov explains that we are recursing back through the list of 39 malachas back from 7:2. So we had started with Hotzah, the last of them, and now slowly moving backwards, since the previous Mishnayos had wrapped up the malachas that dealt with the making of textiles. So now we go further back to the set of Mishnayos, the set of malachas that deal with the creating of hides, animal hides, that were used for covering the Mishkan. So here we have Tzeda trapping. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hatzad Tzipor la-migdal, Utzfi la-bayis chayev. If one confines a bird to a cupboard or a gazelle to the house, then he's chayev for Tzeda. That is to say, Rabbi Yehuda holds that while the bird was inside the house before it was confined further into the cupboard, so since it could get out of the window or something, therefore it's not considered to be trapped. And similarly, Rabbi Yehuda holds that while putting the gazelle into the house confines it to the point of tzeda, but out of the house, even there's a fence around the front yard, or you have a pen in the backyard, since the gazelle could jump over the fence, it's not considered confined. The Chacham Omrim, Tzipor Lamigdal, they agree that the bird is not considered to be confined and therefore trapped until it's inside a cupboard. Utzvi Labayis, and the however, when it comes to the gazelle, the house is not the only possibility. Even vila chatzer vila bebarn. If you confine the gazelle to the chatzer, is the front yard, I'll call it, even if it has a fence. And the bebar is like the backyard. It's like an animal pen where you have like also a fence to confine the animals into. So even though there's a possibility it could jump over those fences, for example, since that's considered to be unlikely, in the scenario where it is unlikely, so then it's considered to be confined. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is actually not going to argue with the Chum. He's coming just to explain their sheet. Then he says, "Lo chol habeibarn shavin." He says, "Not every backyard that's an animal pen with a fence is the same. They're not all the same. Some are big and some are small. If they're big, so then the animal's still not trapped. Zaklal, the principle is mechusar tzeda pater." If a person confines an animal to a space where it still is lacking in confinement, that is to say, the measure is that b'merutza achas, in a single act, like a single swipe of the hand or a single lunge of your body to capture this animal, you essentially are assured of catching it. So you have sort of have the animal where and when you want it. So if that's the case, so that's called no longer mechusar tzeda, no longer lacking any further confinement, any further trapping. But if it's not certain, if you still have to sort of chase the animal around a bit before you finally get it, that's called mechusar tzeda. So if you've confined this gazelle into a backyard or a front yard or a house, for that matter, Rabbi Gamliel isn't taking, you know, he agrees with all those scenarios, the same principle applies. If you're confident that you could just essentially reach out and one lunge, get that deer, so then the deer is considered to be indeed trapped. But if it can still run around the house because you have a big house or the front yard, backyard, and it might, you're not certain you'll catch it, so then it's considered to be mechusar tzeda and you are not liable. V'she'enu mechusar tzeda, once there's no more act that needs to get done to further confine it, to ensure that you have this animal when and where you want it to get it, that at that point, that's called tzeda, that's called trapping. So which means that Rabbi Shimon Galil is not arguing with the Chacham, he's agreeing with them, and therefore the halach is going to be like him. And the principle, therefore, is that if you've confined an animal, which was able to roam as it wished, into a space where it's now confined and can't extend its, you know, travels towards usually moves around, it's considered to be confined, and you'll be over the Isser de Rabbanan, because the animal still is mechusar tzeda. If it's further confined to the point that it can't get away from you, and b'merutza achas, with a single swipe of the hand or a lunge of your body, you can catch this animal, at that point you've totally trapped it, and that being, like if you got into the corner where you want it or something like that, at that point it'll be over the melachat seda mid'oraisa. You can see that the Mishnah itself says this when it says, if it's mechusar tzeda pater, if the animal still has, not totally entrapped, and it can sort of have to, it can still try to get away from you, and maybe it will, maybe it won't, inside this open, confined, but still not that small space. So you're pater, which means pater v'laser. You're not yet liable midoraisa, but it's still midorabanan. You've confined this animal, and that would be the isur d'rabanan, and that is the halacha. So just to make sure that the halachas are clear here one more time, because I'm saying something new now, not just repeating myself. To take an animal which can move freely into a confined space, you're over an Issa Durabanan. If you further confine the space, like say you move this gazelle into a chain-linked fence tennis court. Okay, so that's now considered to be confined. But it's only confined and you're only over Midurabanan because still it can put up quite an effort to get away from you. You haven't for sure got it. Tennis court's a big place. If you would, let's say now, raise the tennis court's net, like meaning that you divide the tennis court in half. So still, you have further confined the animal, but since it's still, yes, confined, but mechusar tzeda, not confined sufficiently to the point that you can get this gazelle whenever you want it, so then that would not be any issur at all. To further confine it is not a problem. It's just when you confine it to the point that now it's trapped to one corner where it can't get away from you, now you have tzeda midoraisa, and that's a new act, and that would be considered to be the one for which one would be liable for.